Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, the only racing show in San Diego County and the longest. This one's brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue, San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com. If you have a race car, stock car, classic car, you name it, Stan the man. He's got every parts and pieces necessary to bring that car back to bone stock or motorcycle, or fix it up to where you'll get better fuel mileage and better emissions, cleaner tailpipe, sdcarb.com. And if you want to advertise right here on AM 1170, just go to my email, stalld@cox.net. I'll hook you up. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got Joe on the line. Joe is from Slime. Hey, Joe, how's it going, bud?
Hey, Dave, thanks for having us on.
Not a problem at all. So
what is Slime?
There you go, Joe.
Slime is a liquid tire sealant to prevent and repair flats. Have you had your aggravating flat tire experience yet?
Yes. I've had a couple of screws in my tires.
Yes.
And I've had to go get them fixed. Yes.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. I got screwed.
I remember Dave got nailed by a screw.
I did a couple times. So tell the folks a little bit about the product line, because it's a lot more, it's more of a proactive product than it is a reactive product.
Yeah, you know, the first thing when people think about a flat tire on any kind of thing with tires is fix a flat. The aerosol, that's the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to fix a flat. Now they even have a new non-ozone depleting formula. But it cannot be used to prevent flats. It's an aerosol latex base, so you got to get it cleaned out right away, plug, patch the tire right away, and you're good to go. Slime has the kits to repair flat tires. Because of the tire sensors are on all new cars and trucks, when you're getting to the race on time, getting home from racing on time, you know, your truck, your car, eventually you're going to, you know, have a potential flat tire. But you don't get the blowouts on that as much anymore. You get a warning on your tire sensor that you're losing air in the tire, so you pull over safely. You'll use these kits that are part of the car now. We make the kit, the flat tire repair kit that's OEM in the Tesla, the Mustang, 50 other models of cars. That's OEM, okay? So that's the great thing lately about cars. They have flat tire repair kits in them. Your car weighs less. You have more room in the trunk, no spare tire jacks and tools, unless you want to spend $300 extra to put all that stuff in there and add weight to your car and ruin your gas mileage. Regardless if it's fix-a-flat or Slime products, you're going to go to your tire shop, tell them I had a puncture in my right rear. That's why it happens. The front right gets over on the side, kicks up the debris. The right rear picks it up. You get a puncture. Once the sealant's in there, aerosols, fix-a-flat, Slime, the tire shop needs to clean it out with water, rags. It's all non-toxic, non-combustible, non-flammable these days. That's what the Department of Transportation has made everybody do. Just ask the tire shop, clean it out, and plug, patch the tire if the puncture is in the tread area, and then you can reuse the tire. You do not have to buy a new tire unless the damage is on the shoulder or the sidewall of the tire.
Wow, cool. How do you get the slime in the tire?
When you are preventing flats, going to the race with your trailer and your off-road equipment like dirt bikes, sand rails, jeeps, rock crawlers, bicycles even, you have to manually put the slime into the tire, and all the slime tire sealant bottles, gallons, 5 gallon with the pump, have a valve core removal tool. So you can do this one-handed. You take the valve core out. You squeeze the slime tire sealant into the tire through the valve or pump it in from the gallon or the 5 gallon, put the valve core back in with the little tool, and then you need to reinflate. So make sure you have the easiest, fastest way to reinflate tires, and Slime is the worldwide leader in not only flat tire repair kits and not only tire sealant, but we're the worldwide leader in tire inflators. We have them from 1999 up to 99.99, and they all fit in your trunk or your trailer or your race kit.
Wow, you got it all covered.
Yeah, man.
And he's got a really good tire gauge, because one thing, if anybody's heard me talk, and that is nothing worse than these little pencil gauges. You know, I bought like five of them, and I couldn't get five of them to even give me the right number. But if you got a nice analog gauge like the one that Slime sells, it works great.
Yeah, that's really important. And, you know, Dave, I've heard so much from racing, whether it's oval, track, off-road, you name it. The tire pressure is so critical. If you're going to try to, you know, win by a half a second, you need to have the right tire pressure in your vehicle. And to do that, A, you have to measure it. And we have, like you said, the complete line of tire gauges, AutoZone, O'Reilly Auto Parts, et cetera. But inflating, and I've heard so many times, like this morning with Sarah Price, you suddenly say you're going to be racing, but there's a delay, and now the weather is warmed up, and now your tire pressure has gone up by 10 PSI because of the heat. Check the pressure. Okay, now you maybe you need to deflate. Some tire gauges have a deflate button on there. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute, now I have to add air. We make a portable, rechargeable tire inflator that'll air up an average car tire in 6 minutes. So you run around the track with that, and suddenly if you need air in a tire, bam, you're right there, completely battery-operated. It'll air up four tires to add 10 PSI to 10 tires. It'll do it. Boom, boom, boom. Just run from tire to tire. I've had probably 100 race teams tell me that's our favorite product, is the rechargeable portable tire inflator that we carry.
Yeah, no, it's a good product. I've used it lots of times, and it's one of those products where you don't think you need it till you need it.
Yep. And then, we are sponsors of the Baja 1000, the Mint 400, et cetera. And after the teams get to know the Slime line of products, the number one thing that they get back to me is, can I get another gallon of Slime? We have a new trailer. We're going to the race.
Right.
And now the teams are pre-installing Slime in their trailer tires to prevent flats, because, you know, trailers don't normally have tire sensor systems on board. You can put an expensive tire sensor system on board your trailers. Most people don't bother with it. So don't worry about flat tires in your trailer tires. Just pre-slime them. It only takes a handful of ounces of slime, an average of $7 worth of product per tire. And imagine, you know, your trailer has four tires times $7, that's $28. Imagine, you know, now having the confidence to get to the races on time, get home on time. That's probably even more important. Most people that race, you know, work Monday through Friday. They don't just race on weekends.
That's it.
You know, so good stuff.
Well, it's cheap insurance. It's cheap insurance, because you blow a tire on a race trailer and you got a $100,000 race car plus gear in that trailer, and all of a sudden you blow a tire, you roll it, catches on fire, whatever, $28.
Yep, and they do blow, because they have a tire sensor letting you know. And then, you know, the front one gets the puncture, and now it's going flat, and it's overheating, and it's going to blow up or whatever, and it usually damages the next tire or the whole side fender of your trailer or whatever. It's not a, even if you have a spare tire on a trailer, you're still going to be stuck for an hour or more when you have a trailer flat.
Absolutely. Hey, so if people had technical questions about Slime, is there a website they go to?
Yeah, slime.com. And there's a lot of videos and a lot of information on there. But I think the best thing is just, you know, think in your mind, everybody on the air right now. How many things with tires do you have in your household? We're talking about racing right now, but everyone has different hobbies, different likes. I just got back from the World Ag Expo up in the Tulare near Bakersfield. 100,000 people show up at that event. And, you know, they make a living with tractors, trailers, spreaders, mowers, you name it. We have a most tires in your household contest at that event. And we had 200 people enter all their information. And, you know, on the air right now, you have a race car, you have a collector car, you go to car shows, you probably have 24 to, you know, maybe 40 tires in your household on things. But you know, people that make a living using things with tires, trucks, trailers, farm equipment, ag, utility, commercial, roofer. If you're a roofer, a landscaper, a plumber, a contractor, a builder, and you got all that equipment, you do not want to, you know, miss out on wasting time because of flat tires. So don't waste time. Just use slime.
All right. So where does 92 come in on the list?
No, oh, 92 what?
Tires.
Oh, you have 92 hard tires in your household? Out of 200 interviewed, 22 had over 100 tires. So you are in the top 90%. You're in the top 10% probably. Yeah.
Cool.
You have 92 tires on things?
Yes, I do, sir.
Oh,
yes, I do. But that's another story
that's
for another
incredible show. Yeah.
All right, hey, Joe.
One of them is flat right now.
Yes, they're at the right front on my tow truck, but that's another story. Hey, thank you very much for coming in this morning at KUSI. Folks, go to KUSI.com. You can see the segment. Should be up on the website by now.
Cool.
And, Joe, we'll be talking to you down the road, and let's get Sarah on next time. We'd like to get her on air and talk about her racing
for
creds
sure.
and see how she's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. She's about to race the Baja 500 early June, the 1,000 in early December. We will host you guys down there if you want to join us.
Oh, I might take you up on that, brother. Might take you up on it.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe. Thank you, folks. That's slime.com. Check him out. All right, we're going to take a small break. Nobody's probably calling in from Barona because they don't know what to talk about.
Uh-oh.
All right,
well, then we'll talk.
AM 1170.
The answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Also, El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. You can go down there. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but, you know, they're used vehicles. 80% of the used vehicles are trade-ins from their good customers. That store has been around for a long, long time, and they really work hard. They don't like going to the auction. They don't like doing any of that. They like buying cars from the people that trade them in on new Fords, and that's really the kind of a used car you want, something with a history. They also have Quick Lane, and if you're not familiar with Quick Lane, you could buy a Ford there and then take it in for service, but if you've got a Chevy, Toyota, Mazda, Isuzu, they'll take care of it there as well. That's right. It's called Quick Lane, where your vehicle is worked on by professionals. So I don't think we've got anybody calling in from Barona yet.
No.
So,
well, they put their schedule up on their website. So BaronaSpeedway.com is the place to go. Opening day is March 24th. And first race is at 5 p.m. So that's after daylight savings. So you'll get some daylight racing in before it gets dark, and some races will be under the lights. And gates open at noon. The deal is that you can bring your own food. I was looking at their website this morning. They welcome people coming with their RVs. They have a lot of area there for your barbecue, if you want to set up a barbecue, set up for the day, show up at noon, anytime afternoon, and get your RV or your tailgater going, and you're good till 5 o'clock. And of course, the pits are open, so you get all your barbecue and everything set up.
What'd you put down for a price?
Well,
Brittany just texted me. She says $12 this year, whatever that means.
Well, it used to be $10.
Oh.
Yeah. So they've raised
their
price.
So Brittany raised her rates?
So Brittany's more expensive this year. Yeah, so, I think it's her fault.
Ever since she went on radio and TV, now all of a sudden she's...
I know. Now she says that she wants this and that at the track, so now they're charging more money. So
pink M&Ms.
Yeah, pink M&Ms, pink speakers, pink benches.
Yeah, she wants food brought to her.
She probably wants upgraded access roads and pits and things. And
I heard she wanted air conditioning.
Yeah. I bet she also probably wanted signage for the burger stand. I heard that too.
Yeah, well, that's just so we can find it.
I mean, that was a joke. Because Dave and I were the ones who were bitching about the signage.
So
not bitching. Yeah, we were bitching. Okay.
We really couldn't find it. We're hungry.
We wanted signs.
We could smell it. We could smell it, but we just couldn't find it.
Well, parking lot signs would be good, too, because we didn't know where to go to park or anything. We ended up on the hill with a bunch of tailgaters. That was fun. Oh, yeah. We almost parked right there, because that was the day you had the Aston Martin.
Right.
And believe me, it was not a problem at all getting attention.
No.
We could have had any offer we wanted.
That car was filthy,
And partay the afternoon away.
So back to Barona. If you've never been to Barona, I was talking to somebody today, or I don't even where yesterday, how they're all excited. They need to get a racetrack in San Diego, and we need to get an asphalt track. I go, dude, you don't even go to the tracks that are here.
Yeah,
you got to start supporting the tracks that are here.
See more support.
Barona gets 500, 600 people. That's ridiculous. They should be getting in the hundreds of thousands. I mean, we got 300,000 or we got 3 million people in this whole county. In this whole county.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bode well with me. So don't tell me what you want. Go support what there is.
And this is not expensive. I think $12 for a whole afternoon. I mean, because you'll be there, like I say, you can show up at lunchtime and set up and then go into the pits. Check out what's going on with the drivers. There's a lot of places to walk around and check out. And for kids, it's only $5.
Yeah, I know.
If you're a teenager, now if you're 7 to 12, it's only $2.
And then
you're not going to find that. You can't even go to a Petco game for that.
Yeah, and let me give you a little bit of a childhood motivation. Because, you know, you're seeing it on Facebook. Everybody's telling you how to raise your kids. Some are saying you should beat the hell out of them again. Some of them are saying no. Get them into a racing. Get him a go-kart, get him a sprint kart, get him a kid's kart, get him excited about driving, and once you've got him hooked on driving, then you can make him do anything you want. You can make him clean their rooms, you can make him get straight A's. Every kid that we have in here gets straight A's. I don't know one kid that we don't support on Racer Radio that doesn't get straight A's. So this is a great tool. If you've got a kid that's a little maybe unruly or doesn't like to adjust, or maybe he or she can't find whatever it is that motivates them. Well, then, hey, get them in the racing community. You know, it'll be a family bonding situation. You know, it'll be mom and dad and brothers and sisters and grandpas all get together, all hanging out. We don't do that anymore. You know, it's a little bit of family value.
Well, that family involvement has always been a factor in a child, you know, development and success. And it's been proven over and over and over again that the kids who have involvement with their parents and close involvement that's not, you know, abusive, obviously, do so much better. In fact, there was one study that they did a long time ago, and they tried to figure out what was in common in kids that ended up in the Ivy League schools. And do you know what? It didn't matter what their demographic was. It didn't matter what their race was.
Right.
It didn't matter how much money their parents made. The only thing that they had in common was that those families sat down to dinner together on a regular basis.
Funny thing,
How is that? So if you remember these kinds of things and make it a part of your life, it's going to be one of those things where there's a benefit to everybody in the family.
All
Everyone's
right.
going to be much happier.
Alert, alert.
What's the alert?
Brittany alert. We will be hosting 2 general work days at the track before opening day. Anyone and everyone that is willing to donate their time to come help clean up the facility, it would be greatly appreciated for your help and support. And those first 2 Saturdays of March, 8 a.m., March 3rd, March 10th, they'll even feed you lunch. So if you want to come down, help clean up the track and
get it ready for opening.
Get it all ready for opening day.
What day is that again, Dave?
March the 3rd and March the 10th.
Okay, so next weekend, I guess that's going to be Saturday the 3rd and then the next Saturday the 10th.
Yeah, I might take my
I'll
take my flatbed truck out there. I've got a dump truck. Because that way you can just load everything in it and then hit a switch and it goes, and it all falls out on the ground.
All right.
So that's
so
Barona,
if you want to help at Barona.
And check out the website, baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com.
Yep.
You can find out all the racing schedules.
And if you want pit passes, they're if you're 15 and up, they're $30. 14 and under is $20. And the complete schedule is up. Racing all the way through October 20th.
And all the tracks are starting to fire up. Irwindale, Paris, Barona. And those are the only ones we got, folks.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
Auto Club Speedway.
You can go to Auto Club Speedway for the 400.
Well, there's a lot of other stuff. There's go-kart racing. There's drag racing.
Well,
Thursday
sure.
Nights.
Auto Club, actually, they have a dragway up there. So does Barona. Barona has a dragway. Yeah.
Look, and I think Irwindale's got a dragway.
Yes, they do. Every Thursday night.
Yeah, and I think
legal drag racing.
Right.
With cool people.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you know, they're driving from Southern California. There's going to be some great competition.
A long ways from your place?
No, not at all. Less than an hour. Yeah, I know. That's why I like living up there.
Yeah, well.
Everything's really close by. It's so car-centric. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. That's, by the way, carcentric.net. Carcentric.net.
That's how I came up with my name for my website.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where I have my car reviews. That's where I have an abbreviated version of our car calendar with all the car-centric events in Southern California and even some that aren't. In fact, on March 18th, we're going to have a guy calling in. Have you ever heard of a race called the Mitty? It's in Atlanta, and it's a vintage race. So Dean Case set us up with the guy who's in charge of the Mitty, and he's going to call in on March 18th when Brittany and I are up at the Corey Cruzman Sprint School.
Thanks.
So, well, no, I'm setting you up with a caller, so you'll have some content while I'm away. In other words, thank you, Michelle, for looking up. And
yeah, I was wondering who this Mitty guy was.
Yeah, that's the Mitty guy.
Did you get any explanation as to what it is?
No. I just looked on their website.
Surprise. And by the way, Michelle will be leaving to go to Ventura to the Corey Cruzman Sprint Car Driving School, her and Brittany. They will actually be going up and spending all Sunday learning to
all
go
Sunday.
Left.
25 laps in an 800 horsepower cage.
900-pound race car.
It's a cage. It's a cage with a motor.
It's a cage with a motor. But that's okay. It's
and
gonna
some
be,
wheels.
It'll be good experience. You talk about a bucket list thing. See, at least you're getting the class. I just went out on my own and just got stupid.
Well,
at least you're going to get some education.
You're an experienced driver. Mm-hmm. I would say you have a lot more time in the seat than I do.
Well, not necessarily.
And on a track.
Well, I'm telling you, that car will get your attention.
Haven't you been on a track? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
See,
oh, yeah.
So you weren't completely like
a
new lamb to the whole
800
thing.
Horse on dirt.
I just hope the dirt ain't too loose.
As Doc Hudson always says, to go left, you need to turn right.
Yes. Now, do you think it's better if the clay is compacted or loose?
Depends on what you like to do. I mean, if you like to slip and slide,
I
want to
not slip and slide. I want to not flip the car over.
Well, they're gonna prep. No, they won't flip. The only way you're gonna flip that car is you got to hit somebody else or hit the wall. Just slip it and slide, unless you catch a groove,
right?
Or blow a tire.
Now I'm gonna look at the pictures of the oval to see if it has walls.
Now, what you need to do is you need to sit down and Google like Chili Bowl and watch those races.
Yeah, and see what they're doing.
Yeah, but I think Corey's got non-winged. These are non-winged cars.
Oh, okay.
So you won't have as much downforce. So it'll be looser than it would be if it had wing.
Uh-huh.
The wing, it pushes down, and it's like driving a truck. All right, let's take a quick break. Scott Delosio is on the line. He's going to tell us all about Paris Auto Speedway when we get back right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on KCDQ AM 1170, the only show dedicated to local and national motorsports with an emphasis on young drivers trying to make it to the big time.
Yep.
Paris Auto Speedway is our sponsor. We want to thank them for all their support. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Their season is getting ready to ramp up. Just go to parisautospeedway.com for the fastest half-mile dirt on the West Coast, as far as I'm concerned. Scott Delosio is the announcer at Paris Auto Speedway. He's been doing announcing for, at least 2 or 3 months. Right, boss?
Oh, yeah. 2 or 3 months. He's I don't know how many years.
He's getting acclimated.
Yeah, we didn't wake you up, did we?
No. I've just been laying around watching boxing and NHRA's coming on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so,
NHRA.
So what do you think of curling?
Love curling. I grew up in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We
that
see a curling
it.
On TV from Canada every Saturday.
Okay. I know this is a motorsport moment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. How in the heck do you score curling? I love it.
It's all, it's so I don't understand it fully. I never played it. I always wanted to. I'd see people when I played hockey, they'd be at the rink playing before I play hockey. But it's about getting closer to what's called the center of the house. That's that big circle.
Yeah. I know, you know, every once in a while they'll hit something out and they'll go, all right, that's 3 stones for those guys.
Right.
But I tell you what, it's mostly, I think these Olympics have put that on the map.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that happening. But.
Oh, come on. You know you went down. You're going to go buy a stone. Come on. I know you.
Yeah, I want to make a team, you know. Hey.
Yeah, let's do a team there, Hoser.
A buddy of mine just tried it for the first time.
Is he still in traction?
Oh, he loves it. He thought it was one of the coolest things he's ever done.
It is cool. I mean, I got to admit, I love watching it. I mean, and it's like chess on ice, I guess is the easiest way to explain that.
Well, when you look at it, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's basically a pretty good analogy. But when you talk about curling in Canada, I mean, it is extremely popular.
Yeah.
Extremely. It's not as popular as hockey, of course.
Right.
They live and die by hockey up there. But curling is huge.
Hey, what'd you think of your girls winning the U.S. Hockey game?
That was great. You know, that's one of a lot of people tell me. It's like, you know, you're a big hockey fan. You played hockey and all that. What do you think of women's hockey? And I'm like, I was near being done with a couple, some women players, which wasn't very common at that point, playing with the men, and they're pretty darn good.
Uh-huh.
And these girls.
Awesome.
And the Canadians are just, you know, they're dynamite players. And that's such a heated rivalry.
Oh.
You know, Canada's dominated the Olympics the last
20-something
decades, right. But in the World Championships, it's been the exact opposite. The U.S. has been winning most of those, and they're just, they're heated rivals. Those are always bitter games, so that was really cool.
I know. And when Canada came in second, you thought they came in last.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've never seen so much depression and just, you know, oh, my gosh, they were just crushed.
They look crushed.
Yeah, they were crushed.
Yeah.
You know, you come that far.
Yeah.
Get a gold medal, you finish second. That would be a pretty tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Speaking of pills, what's coming up at Paris Auto Speedway?
Whoa.
Outlaws this week.
Ooh, Outlaws.
This Saturday night, the only appearance, as I always tell people, it's like the circus coming to town because, like the circus, World of Outlaws are only coming to Southern California one time this year.
Boy.
That's this Saturday night. And they're going to be joined by the USAC CRA Sprint Car Series, which that was something that didn't happen until about 4 years ago or 3 years ago when we hosted the first joint race between USAC and World of Outlaws. Now they do it more often. But it's you get two totally separate disciplines of sprint car racing. You have the Outlaws with their lockdown wings. And then you have the wilder open wheel style that we're more accustomed to here in California. So you get the best of everything in one night.
Wow. Now, isn't one series winged and one series non-winged?
Right. The World of Outlaws are wings.
Right. And then the other guys are non-winged.
And, yeah, USAC CRA is a non-wing. We'll have the Young Guns and Senior Sprints there as well. But, I mean, the two main shows, make no mistake about it, are the World of Outlaws and the USAC CRA Sprint Cars.
Hey, Michelle, we should go.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a preview to the Corey Kruseman Driving School.
I need all the
advice you can get.
I need, like, exposure, and I need to take stuff in to prepare myself for this. So this will be good.
I think so, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm game.
Yeah, well, because the same cars that are going to run at Paris are the same ones Kruseman uses in the class.
Yeah.
Because you can actually, watch this, Scott. Can you imagine this? I'll send her to Kruseman. She'll take the class, and next thing you know, she'll be renting a car to come out to Paris to race.
Yeah, he'll be more than glad to rent you a car to come out and race with.
You could do it. Get your law firm to be your crew. How cool would that be? They'd be arguing with everybody.
I comment on that, but I'll be there.
Yeah, it's probably best not to.
Just hang on to your pug. Just give him a big hug.
We do great work. And if it involves arguing, we kind of have to.
That's sort of
so, yeah.
So, what other excitement for this Saturday night? I mean, the racing in itself is huge, but I mean, there's going to be tons of food. Anything special? Any vintage sprint cars or anything?
No, the vintage cars won't be there, but anybody who wants to get an up-close look, not only at the end of the night, which we always do, where people are welcome to the pits, but if you're a World of Outlaws fan and you go buy a ticket in advance, a reserve seat, they'll give you a free World of Outlaws, what's called a fan pit pass. And the World of Outlaws, when they come down a race with us, they pit outside turn number one. That way the fans throughout the night who have that fan pit pass can go back and forth. I mean, you can be right there with the cars and the drivers in the heat of the action.
Now, when you say they're on the other side of turn one, and that where that really big area, you guys flatten it all out for them to pit up there?
Well, it's actually paved. There's some buildings outside turn one on the fairgrounds, if you are familiar.
Yeah.
And it's actually paved back there.
All they have to do, I know where you're at. Then they can just drive up the entrance road onto the track. Okay, cool.
Right. And they don't, you know, it's a cold pit area where the fans are, where there's, you know, no engines are being fired. I shouldn't say no engines are being fired, but the car's in gear.
Gotcha.
You know, that's just for everybody's safety.
Exactly.
But the cars, you know, when they come in the pits, they come, you can be right there. You get to meet all the drivers. You get to get autographs. You can buy your World of Outlaw merchandise right from them. And like I said, I've said it before, and some people say it gets old. It's the only chance to see these guys in Southern California this year. You know, once they leave California about a month later, they come back, I want to say in September, up to Northern California for a couple of races, but that's it. You know, they raced in Florida, I think it was 2 weeks ago. They're supposed to be racing in Texas this weekend. Those got rained out or weathered out. I'm not sure if it was rain or just cold. And they're racing in Las Vegas on Wednesday and Thursday. And then they come to Paris.
Awesome.
And then they don't come back until next March or next April.
Wow. And have you got a pretty good, how many cars do you think you got coming?
You know, that's tough to guesstimate with the Outlaws. I mean, one of the things is there's no wing cars here in Southern California, technically, or really. So you got their regular travelers, which is probably 15 to 18 cars. And then you'll pick up, you know, the Central Northern California wing cars. I would think, you know, the last year, I think we had 28.
Oh, wow.
So I'm guesstimating, you know, 25 to 30 range for them. But I just keep, we get with the USAC CRA show, we got, you know, all the regulars, but we've got a bunch of other guys coming. If you remember that kid, you actually had him on the show, Isaac Chappell.
Oh, yeah.
The kid, the last year, went up with all the veterans and shook everybody's hands.
Right.
He's towing out from Indiana, Justin Grant, who was second in the USAC championship points last year. He's towing out from Indiana. We have Andrew Reinbold coming out from Arizona with a teammate. Stevie Sussex is coming from Arizona. Matt Rossi's coming from Arizona. We got some new teams. I think we're going to see more than 30 USAC CRA cars come next week.
Wow. And the young guns. You can't give up on the young guns, folks. This is the craziest group of kids, and I'm saying kids.
Yeah, they're 14 to 25. With no prior sprint car experience before the young guns.
Right.
Don't know how many of them to expect this year. You know, I'm not sure what the car count is for them and the senior guys like you and I.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, 45 and older.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not sure what to expect on the car counts for them this year.
Hmm. What's their sort of guideline for, like, how many years can a kid run in the young guns before they really ought to go off and be in the other series?
I think they can run if they wanted to stay there till 25.
Oh, okay.
Really, you know, it's a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Courtney Crone there for 2 years. She won the championship. Last year she raced dirt with the Western Midgets. And she's been running, I gotta let the dog out. She's been running some kind of payment deal. I mean, her deal's to go to Indy. That's her goal. Go outside. You stay in. Okay, there we go. So I don't know if she's run any dirt this year. She's progressing through her career. Hannah Mayhew, who she ran with us 2 or 3 years, won the championship last year. Rumor I hear is she's not going to run a Young Guns this year. That she may be moving out to the USAC Western Midget Series. And I heard some, I don't know how true all this is, pavement late model racing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they stay in 2 or 3 years. It's produced guys like, if you're, you know, Logan Williams won the first ever championship.
Mm-hmm.
We had those, I think it was 5 years ago. He is now a regular, finished 7th or 8th in points last year, the USAC Series. Trent Williams, who's no relation to him, who's, you know, the family, Trent Williams' family is Victory Race Cars. And they build dragsters and stuff. But he's a sprint car racer, and he won the championship, made a few appearances, sat out a year and a half, and now he's back regular as a regular CRA guy. So it's producing good drivers. Bradley Morris was a regular who's now running modifieds, and he runs the Lucas Oil Off-Road Series. So it's producing guys to move up.
Yeah,
I'd like to see it produce more guys and gals, I should say.
Yeah, me too.
Move up and run the CRA series and not go off in different directions.
Right. Stick with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you almost have to give them a reason to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But, you know, my view on it is like we're trying to produce sprint car drivers here.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, we hope. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know, we're looking like, you know, the future. If you look at the California Lightning Sprint Car Series, they've got a ton of young kids in there. And they race their home tracks of Ventura Raceway. They run with us 2 times a year, but they've got a ton of talent, kids 14 to 17 or 18 years old right now. And hopefully some of those kids, you know, and they want to move up. They're going to move up to the young guns and then hopefully progress to the USAC CRA Series.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. All right, bud. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day. Next Sunday, folks. Next Sunday. Be there or be square.
No. Next Saturday.
I mean Saturday. You know, it's that old Sunday.
MarkWorldOutlaws.com. Get your advance tickets and get that free pit pass.
All right, buddy.
Well, thanks for calling, Scott. Always. We look forward to seeing you again.
See you guys next week.
All right, buddy. Take care. Keep sunny side up, rubber side down.
Take care of those dogs.
Take care of those dogs. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio.
Answer.
Listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. And let me tell you, these folks know what they're doing. One of the boys over there bought himself a nice Mustang, and he's putting out 1,065 horsepower.
Oh.
So they know how to twist the HPs out of your car.
I bet he's doing some nice burnouts.
Yes, he got to put himself some nice fat drag masters on the back.
Ooh-wee.
11370 North Woodside Avenue. Mentioned you heard it here on KCBQ AM 1170 for a discounted dyno pull. But let me tell you, they work on everybody else's cars, too. It's not just race cars. They work on street cars, diesels, dune buggies. I mean, if it's got an engine and a tranny, I'm telling you, the boys over there will work on it. So if you're looking for quality workmanship from people that race cars and want it done right the first time, Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Just check out CertifiedCarCareNet.com, CertifiedCarCareNet.com. All right. Well, you know, the Indy 500's coming up.
Yes. I wish I could go.
It's up for discussion whether or not they're going to get a full house. They may this year.
Well, they usually do. They had 3 million people last year.
No. I mean car count.
Oh, that's a whole different
issue. Well, they used to have bump day.
Yeah. Don't they have that anymore?
No, because they've never had enough cars to enter, but it looks like
they're supposed to have 33.
Yeah, well, it looks like this year they may have bump day.
Okay.
It's not going to be massive, but it's going to be bump day.
So a couple people will get bumped out.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the economy's turning around, money starting to flow a little more so. In some people's pocket, as long as you don't live in California.
You know, racing is an expensive thing.
It is a terribly expensive thing.
It's just, man, I mean, I was impressed when Haas Racing started in Formula One a couple years ago. Mm. I thought, that's pretty impressive, because when was the last time you heard of an American team starting up from scratch,
literally,
and going, oh, yeah, we're going to do Formula One, and kudos to them, but just getting something like that off the ground,
really, really much money.
And logistics, and it's probably easier to pass something through Congress. No,
I think you're right. Especially this Congress.
Yeah.
These guys could not pour water out of a boot if the instructions were on the heel.
Listen, if the issue was what color is the sky today, there's no way they could agree on it.
Never.
It's ridiculous.
It's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
One end extreme and the other extreme, and it's like the rest of us are in the middle going, what are you people doing?
Yeah, what are you thinking? Goodness.
Enough to make you. And then in the meantime, all we do is pay taxes. And here I go. Well, every time I get a paycheck, I want to, you know,
gag.
Get a knife and take care of somebody.
Yeah. So now that I've ranted. Yeah, we've ranted and now we don't feel any better than we did when we started.
How about racing?
Well, have you got anything to talk about? Because I'm going to run down and get the gun guys.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was good. Kevin Harvick yesterday led 141 of 163 laps. And Dave is laughing. For his fourth NASCAR Xfinity Series victory in the last 6 years. OMG. Somebody's on a roll. Right? Wow, good for him. And he finished ahead of one of our favorite racers, who is a friend of our show, Joey Logano. Got to meet him actually at the Automobile Driving Museum about a year ago when NASCAR was getting ready to come to Auto Club Speedway. They had a nice event for the press and fans at the Automobile Driving Museum with Joey Logano. And he drove us around in a car. So, good Joey. You came in second, and then third went to Christopher Bell. Logano started in second, and Bell was actually on the pole and was supposed to win. So Kevin Harvick got a little bit of action and got ahead of these guys and did really well in that race. Now Kyle Busch was going to be in the lead, but he had a left rear tire problem on a late pit stop, and he opened the way for Brett Moffitt to win in the truck series race, and that was yesterday. I think Dave watched that. He left a pit stop as his crew was still working on his left tire. So the left rear tire popped off before he could return to the track. And he's still in pit lane. And then he decided to back up on pit row with sparks flying from under the truck to get back to the pit. And that gave Brett Moffitt the opportunity to take the lead on the restart. And he pulled away in his Toyota, took the race. And then for second place, Noah Gragson. And for third, Johnny Sauter. So there you go. And then in we were talking about the Indy 500 coming up, and what's happening with Danica Patrick, you might ask. Well, she did have her last race for NASCAR, and she had a little trouble with her car getting in an accident, and she didn't finish the race. Interestingly enough, neither did her ex-boyfriend, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He crashed out as well. I'd like to follow both of them, see what's going on. Her boyfriend was at the track for her last race. She has a new guy. She is going to be racing at the Indy 500. That's what we're told. So it should be a fun time. And I have been to the race, and I've watched Danica when she was in IndyCar. She raced at a couple times when I was out there and was lucky enough to have my daughter along when she was there. And the girls, it was a family thing. You know, we made it a family event. We all went, ended up really rooting for her, and was always sad to see that she didn't have any really big success on the track at the Indy 500. But, you know, that's how it goes. You can't always win. Other race stuff. Don't forget that the Auto Club 400 is coming to the Fontana Racetrack, Auto Club Speedway. If you're an Auto Club member, you can really save big. It's March 16th through 18th in Fontana. And obviously the first day is the Xfinity race on the 17th, that St. Patrick's Day. Why not? Just go ahead and go out there to Fontana if you like Xfinity. You know, speaking of Joey Logano, he usually runs the Xfinity race. And some of the big racers, they love to do the Xfinity race and get a little more track time. You know, sort of warm up for the big event the next day. But if you go on the AutoClubSpeedway.com website, go ahead and check and see if you can get, I'm seeing this for Auto Club members, you can get a free pit pass with purchase of a $85 upper reserved grandstand ticket to the Auto Club 400, and that runs on the 18th. Some restrictions apply, it says. Okay, and then also, there's another discount you might be able to get for the Auto Club 400. Get up to 50% off of tickets. It says Auto Club 400 tickets in the special Auto Club members only section. All right. So go to autoclubspeedway.com/AAA. Or if you don't want to use their website to check out the specials for Auto Club members, you can call 866-764-RACE, or it's actually 7223. And, talk to them and see about saving $10 off on your Xfinity race, getting a free pit pass, or getting 50% off for the special Auto Club section for the Auto Club 400.
Oh, they're going to have all kinds of cool
stuff. So there's that. And then, as I mentioned before when I did the calendar, which is not in our Racer Radio section, so I'll say it again, there's some new special promotions packages that the Auto Club Speedway has released. One of them is a driver's meeting red carpet package. And that one has a reserve ticket to the Auto Club 400, a pre-race pit pass, a general admission ticket to the red carpet grandstand, and an Auto Club Speedway limited edition hat. It's a $145 value, but right now, if you go on their website, it's $99.50. And then there's another package called Victory Lane Package. This one is a ticket to the Auto Club 400 plus Gatorade Victory Lane Pass and a trackside voucher for 10% off NASCAR driver or track merchandise. The value on that's $95, but you can get it for $59. These packages are only on sale through March 2nd. They also say that if you buy one of those, you'll also get access to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Fan Zone. And they'll have live entertainment, some celebrity appearances, autograph sessions, motocross exhibits, Lefty's Fun Zone. Lefty is their little mascot, and motorsports displays. So, autoclubspeedway.com/special offers or autoclubspeedway.com/AAA for those deals.
All right. Well, folks, support your local racetracks. If you don't, they will go away. Michelle, thank you very much. Had a wonderful time.
Always. My pleasure.
We'll be back next week.
Yep.
And don't forget, Michelle's going sprint car school driving.
And in the meantime, you can like us on Facebook. We have a page for You Ought to Know and for Racer Radio. And then if you want to see other content, go to carcentric.net.
All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. We come back. Gun Sports Radio.
Happy trails.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to you till we meet.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.